Fed officials say inflation is easing, but yeah, there is a but. It's the business news headlines for Tuesday, the 21st day of November. Thanks for being with us, everybody. In other news, some travel updates for the upcoming holiday. ChatGPT is in a mess, and we'll share the latest. There has been a massive oil leak in the Gulf of Mexico. Speaking of the environment, New Jersey will ban the sale of gas-powered vehicles by 2035. So, how much money do you need to make you happy? We'll check the figures by generation. We've got the Wall Street Report, and will drugs shrink Thanksgiving? Let's go.
Insight on business news and comment with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Tarot International, the premier interpersonal skills, research, and corporate training company. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Tarot. TERO.com. Focus and Find, a high-level, socially responsible search firm helping major corporations in their search for diverse talent. FocusandFind.com. Funding also comes from the National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, an international organization supporting the new and used agricultural and construction parts industry. Learn more at ntpda.com.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome once again to the Tuesday edition of the Business News Headlines as we inch closer to Thanksgiving Day. Lots of folks are out of the office starting tomorrow. Are you one of them? Perhaps, right? Hey, you want to find us on social media? Yeah, we do have a Facebook page, Insight on Business. On X, we are at IOB_NewsHour. And President Biden has just joined Threads as of today, I think it was. And so you can find us there as well, at Insight on Business. The minutes of the central bank meeting that was held earlier this month indicate the Fed will leave interest rates alone, but will continue to monitor inflation data moving forward. Meanwhile, the Fed will keep interest rates elevated for an extended period. Speaking at a news conference after the meeting, Fed Chair Jerome Powell kept the door open for yet another rate hike, though most economists say they think the central bank is done raising rates. Meanwhile, the higher rates are impacting the housing market in a big way. Existing home sales in October came in at 3.79 million units. That was under the estimate of 3.9 million. This, by the way, marked the slowest sales pace since August of 2010. Wall Street did react to the announcement by Powell, and I'll have those numbers for you in just a bit. If you were with us yesterday, you learned that a record number of Americans are traveling for the Thanksgiving holiday. Nearly 56 million of you will hit the roads and the airlines in a huge jump from the past 2 years. The busiest days for travel will be today, Tuesday, and Wednesday, and then, of course, on Sunday as travelers return home. The Transportation Security Administration expects to screen 2.6 million passengers today and 2.7 million passengers tomorrow on Wednesday. Sunday will draw the largest crowds with an estimated 2.9 million passengers, which would narrowly eclipse a record set back on June 30. The AP is reporting that weather could snarl air and road traffic. A storm system was expected to move from the southern plains into the northeast on Tuesday and Wednesday. Parts of Maine, Vermont, and northern New Hampshire are expected to get 3 to 7 inches of snow between tonight and Wednesday. Recently, by the way, we offered 4 tips to keep your travel days away from becoming a nightmare, and they are quickly: 1, leave early for the airport, and the busiest times for road travel will be on Wednesday between 2 and 6 p.m. Be kind and understanding. Everybody, by the way, is in the same boat. 3, avoid drinking before and during your flight. It can impair your judgment. And 4, keep the kids fed and hydrated. Travel safe, my friends. You know, in doing business, there are things you can control and stuff that you simply cannot. One of the things you can control is not making boneheaded decisions. Well, that clearly was not on the minds of the board of directors at ChatGPT when they ousted their CEO, Sam Altman. Without blinking an eye, Microsoft hired Altman, and now over 500 ChatGPT workers are threatening to walk and join him over at Microsoft. Some of the backfire included ChatGPT hiring a new CEO on Friday only to replace her on Sunday. And now they're faced with a mass migration of highly skilled workers. Yeah, there are some things you can control in business, but some often choose not to. Fresh off of some major victories, UAW President Sean Fain says he'll start targeting non-union auto plants, and he's serious. His goal is to gain UAW membership in non-union companies across the industry, from foreign automakers with U.S. operations like Toyota to electric vehicle makers like Tesla to EV battery plants that will likely represent a sizable share of auto jobs in the decades ahead. Already, Fain asserted in an interview with the Associated Press that contracts have benefited workers in non-union auto companies. Soon after the UAW won major pay raises for its workers, Toyota, Honda, Hyundai, and Nissan, all non-union operations, raised their own workers' pay in what Fain characterized as an obvious bid to stop the UAW from unionizing those workforces. According to Fain, workers at some non-union plants, including the electric vehicle sales leader Tesla, have contacted the UAW about joining the union, which hasn't even begun its organizing efforts. Fain noted that the non-union companies didn't raise pay for their workers until after the UAW won general and cost-of-living increases, which should reach 33% by the time the contracts expire in 2028. Three words, watch this space. There's been a massive oil leak in the Gulf of Mexico where as much as 1.1 million gallons may have been released just southeast of the Louisiana coast. The affected pipeline has been shut down, but authorities were still trying to determine the exact location and cause of the leak. None of the oil has reached land so far, but its effect on wildlife is still being investigated. Staying on the environment desk for just a moment, the Associated Press is reporting that New Jersey will ban the sale of gas-powered vehicles by 2035. It's part of an effort to improve air quality and reduce planet-warming pollutants. A rule that will take effect January 1st commits the state to an eventual move toward zero-emission vehicles. New Jersey joins other states, including California, Vermont, New York, Washington, Oregon, Massachusetts, Virginia, Rhode Island, Maryland, and Connecticut. So how much money would make you happy? A new study indicates that 59% of respondents thinks happiness can be bought, and the average person believes it would take having $1.2 million in the bank to be truly happy financially. Business Insider is reporting that when it comes to annual salary, the average respondent thinks they need $284,000 each year to be happy. And here's what each generation said they need to earn annually as well as the net worth required to achieve happiness. Gen Z says $128 a year is necessary with a net worth of $488,000. Millennials want $525,000 a year with a net worth of $1.7 million. Gen X needs $130,000 a year with a net worth of $1.2 million. Boomers, $124,000 with a net worth of $1 million. Men, by the way, say they needed to earn $381,000 annually, while women said $183,000 would make them just super happy. So are you happy yet? Some retail numbers and the Fed minutes slowed Wall Street today. The Dow lost 62 points to close at 35,088, while the Nasdaq fell by 84 points to end the session at 14,199, and the S&P 500 was off the mark by 9 points, closing at 4538. Wall Street played along the flat line all day, and as we indicated, the Fed Open Market Committee meeting minutes did little to impress investors. Separately, slower retail sales reports by Lowe's and American Eagle did dampen spirits. West Texas Intermediate crude was flat at news time at $77.82 a barrel. And finally, there is this, and this is about the possibility that drugs could shrink Thanksgiving. At millions of households across the country, there will be a new presence at the Thanksgiving table, Ozempic. The drug, along with others in a new class of diabetes and weight loss medications known as GLP-1s, are helping millions of Americans eat less, not only by suppressing appetites, but thoughts about food as well. Companies including Walmart and Krispy Kreme have already felt the impact of Ozempic on their sales and share prices, and many more will be watching throughout the season when food sales typically soar for signs of what's ahead. Bloomberg reports that prescriptions of GLP-1s have increased 300% between 2020 and 2022. And that's a wrap for the business news headlines for today. Thanks so very much for joining us. For all of us that put this together each and every day, Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator, sales and marketing. Aaron Libby, the voice of the Business News Hour, is Hunter Pease. And the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. For all those folks, my name is Michael Libby. Have yourself a great evening. Be safe. Be well. Be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.